going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hour number two, Gwynn and Chris. Tony on his way back to San Diego. Padres limping home after their first shutout loss of the season. Detroit, 6-0. There they are, the Bengals. Took them down today.
That field, by the way, I know this is a random thought and you're talking and I just interrupted you. That field is massive.
It looks like it's really spread out.
Really
it?
Big.
Looks like there's a lot of room. Looks like it's hard to hit a home run there, although the Tigers hit three of them today.
Yeah, but the Tigers hit three last night that could have gone out. Oh, man, that's a big field.
And Tirso Ornelas will tell you it's a big field because he should have had his first, not only major league hit, should have had his first major league home run. Mm-hmm. Hit the ball 410 to dead center. But that's not far enough in Detroit.
Would it changed everything, Chris? I don't think it would.
Not really. They were down 4-0 at the time.
Yes.
Might have kept them from getting shut out. That's about all that could have done. Jose Iglesias had the only two hits today for the Friars. They're still 17-8, but they no longer have the best record in baseball. The Mets in 10 innings beat the Phillies 4-3. So the Metropolitans now at 18-7 are on top of the baseball world. I love when you do that. You guys missed
me insane.
He didn't have his microphone on and he just bellowed something into a
it drives me insane.
Into a mic.
Because I turn off the microphone when I'm typing so that people don't pick up my typing. Anyway, now I don't ever the Mets are playing well. Great. You spent like $400 million. You better play well.
Okay. Thank you.
that was all worth it, Chris.
Thank you, Doomsayer. Appreciate it. Tomorrow is not only our Padre Roundtable at 10 a.m. with guest host Chris Ello. That's right. I'll be hosting tomorrow, so you don't want to miss the roundtable. You don't know what direction it'll take.
Strasburg ready to go.
With me at the helm. Thank you. And also, tomorrow night, 5 o'clock, in and around all the rest of the regular talk shows, 5 o'clock tomorrow, NFL draft coverage, again, with me in the host chair. Big day for me. Scraby and Braden will be alongside. And when it comes to pick 26, I will say out loud, hey, Scraby, whose pick is it now at number 26? And you will scream,
the Rams, baby!
That's right.
The Rams!
That's the kind of coverage you'll get tomorrow on the draft show.
Unless they trade the pick, Chris.
Unless they trade the pick. That's exactly right. All right. Speaking of NFL draft, got some good Daily Gambit stuff surrounding the NFL draft. So let's get to that right now.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwynn and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwynn and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. No bets to review, but we are going to talk about some of the NFL draft bets. And I have a couple fun things. We're not going to actually make the bets, Chris, but these are this is what is out there if you are looking for it and you are in a place where you can legally do that. Like Ashton Jeanty, Chris.
Okay.
Over under 6.5 position drafted. So will he be go before the sixth pick or the sixth pick?
Sixth or before.
Thank you.
Or seventh or
later. After. Yes, thank you.
Well, the Bears are hoping it's later because yes. They want him at the 10th pick. Now, they, you know, who knows if they move up. But from everything I've read, and, you know, I know as much as anyone, Raiders want him at 6.
Yeah, that's they the
have
big the, news.
They have the pick, so I say he'll go under. I say the Raiders will take him at 6 and hope he's the next Marcus Allen.
And now,
so I don't think he'll be, but, you know.
I'm hoping for Ashton Jeanty to do good things.
All right.
Jackson Dart, the Ole Miss quarterback.
Okay.
He's been... firing up the charts or skyrocketing up the charts?
Moving up the charts, maybe?
Or moving up the charts.
Okay.
All three of those.
Right.
And some say he may be the second quarterback pick behind Cam Ward. His bet draft position, though, is over under 24.5. Does he go before that? There's a lot of picks before
24.5?
Yeah.
You would think somebody would take a quarterback there. I don't think he'll be the second quarterback taken. I think the pressure to draft Shedeur Sanders is going to get to somebody. If nobody else, the Saints at 9, who now need a quarterback because Carr is maybe out for next season. Jackson Dart won't be far behind, though. I say he goes above the 24th
Me
pick.
Me too.
Somebody needs him somewhere.
I feel like there's going to be, since this isn't like an extremely strong quarterback class, I think there's going to be a run on quarterbacks early. All right, let's go to Shedeur Sanders, Chris.
Okay.
And then we have one last one. Your favorite player in the draft, I think, Tyler Warren, the Penn State tight
end. Oh, I like that guy. Yes. Yeah, I do like him.
Shedeur Sanders, over under 14.5. Under is actually plus 320. Over
will he get
is
taken before 14.5?
Yeah, this is a crazy line.
Well, I'm picking the Saints at 9, so he'll say
so
before.
You're going to go plus 320 on the under.
Wait, plus 320?
Yeah, they're saying that it's
they're saying
less
he's more likely to get taken after the 14th.
Yeah, yeah,
really?
This is why it's such a crazy line because everything I read is that he gets taken in the top 10.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
You'll go with under 14.5. I will go with under.
I don't care if he does. I care. It would not bother me if Deion and him have to sweat it out for a couple of hours. But, you know,
it wouldn't bother me either. I don't want to be a hater, but I am a hater.
I don't want to be a hater either, but the kid needs a little ego adjustment. I'm sorry.
Well, yes.
You know, that's the kind of thing that can bring you back to reality pretty quick if you're sitting there for 6 hours.
Deion says it's a character assassination by the NFL teams. I don't necessarily know that.
I don't buy it. Do you know why it's not a character assassination?
Why?
Because in the NFL, they don't care what your character is, right? They draft guys all the time that are problem people. But they have so much talent that they figure they can make them right.
Jalen Carter was in some trouble when he got drafted.
They don't care in the NFL. If you can play, you know this.
Yeah.
If you can play, you can be drafted or you can, you know, get away with a lot of stuff. Your character doesn't mean too much. That's why I don't agree with the character assassination part. If Shedeur Sanders was all that, he could be the biggest idiot on planet Earth and he would be the number one pick. But they don't think he's all that.
I can't argue, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now, Tyler Warren, tight end.
Yes.
Penn State, over under 9.5.
I would... First of all,
I don't know how teams value this guy.
I don't either. First of all, the Dolphins would be stupid. So always think of my team first. But they have a tight end, and they
Dolphins
don't,
are 13th pick.
Yes, they need. We know what they need, and that's not a tight end. They got to get somebody that can block. He is a top 10 talent, I believe. And there's another pretty good tight end on the board from Michigan, Colston Loveland. But I don't remember him as much as I remember Tyler Warren making play after play after play.
It's 'cause he got the ball every time.
Well,
because he's good.
Yeah, give him the ball because he's good. He's tough to stop. He looks like Brock Bowers to me. I'd take him in the top 10 for sure.
All right. What the bet was 9.5.
I'm going to go under again. I have everybody under.
I'm going to go over.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to go over. But those are some of the
and I'm making my one last draft prediction. Abdul Carter ends up the best player coming out of this draft.
I don't disagree with you.
Giants take him at 3, and they're ecstatic.
They're ecstatic with Abdul Carter. But the Giants need so much more than
of course
a, than
they do, but you got to start somewhere. You have to start somewhere.
And they have done the skill position player draft. Like, Kadarius Toney's retired at this point.
But they got Malik Nabers last year, right?
And
so they've got a guy.
But they don't have a quarterback.
Well, they got Russell Wilson and, Rain. So, you know, I don't know. The Giants are not a good organization, but I think Abdul Carter will be the guy.
All right. Let's see. We'll now, see.
It is funny because in the NFL now, a defensive edge rusher is more important. I think it's the second most important position to draft people after quarterback.
Well,
because they can change a game by upending the other quarterback.
Pressuring the quarterback goes a long way.
That's
even if
right.
you're not sacking him, you're getting him off of his spot.
Knocking him down, I think this Abdul Carter can do it. So
here's one. Did you have something?
No.
I had one. There's top five picks exact order.
Okay.
And I'm not going to obviously go through all of them, but all of them have Cam Ward being taken number one. And then Travis Hunter number two.
Okay.
There's a couple that have Abdul Carter number two. And then you got Will Campbell and
what's
Ashton
the favorite?
Gentry.
What's the favorite for top five?
-140, Cameron Ward, Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, Will Campbell, Ashton Gentry in that order.
See, I don't agree with that.
Because you think Abdul Carter could go number two?
No, I don't think Ashton Jenny's going to go five.
Yeah.
I think Ashton Jenny will go six to the Raiders.
The Jags.
I think Jacksonville will pass. So that's what I'm thinking. That's why I don't think that's the order for the top five. I think Ashton Jenny slips to the Raiders at six. I don't know who they take at five. It's up to the Jaguars. But look,
they need a running back too.
The Jaguars need a lot as well. The most thing the Jaguars need is a pilot to get them back and forth to London, where they play all their home games. That's a weird team, man. I don't get that organization. When you giving up like three home games every year on purpose? Like, that makes no sense to me.
With the first pick. Or the fifth pick in the NFL draft.
They take former TWA pilot Ron.
Ron has been up for the first round for the last couple years.
Currently lives in the outskirts of Greater
Duval County,
Florida. I don't know. Ron,
hilarious. Kadarius. Frankie says Kadarius Toney. Don't you mean his new rap name, Young Joka?
I don't mean that.
I don't mean that either.
All right, we'll have a lot more fun. We're going to have fun on the draft tomorrow, but you'll get all the info you need when we come back. Couple of picks for tonight's game after we check traffic.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right, there we go. Very good, Kelly. Now, on to some games that are going to be played tonight. And we're going to predict how they're going to turn out, Scrape. It's part of the Daily Gambit.
So we're going to make bets.
Yes.
Okay.
NBA playoffs continuing tonight. We're going to talk about the Laker win a little bit later. Thought that the Timberwolves lost the game more than the Lakers won the game.
Okay.
I can say that because Tony's not here to dispute me.
He's never here when the Lakers
lose. The Lakers played well, but Minnesota just was nowhere near as good a team as they were in game one. So, anyway. Tonight, Celtics 10.5 over the Magic. Celtics took game one, and they're obviously a solid favorite here in game two. What do you think, Scrabe? The Magic hung around in game one, but it eventually got away from them to the... I'm trying to look at the final score of that first game for you.
Well, while you're talking...
It was 103-86, so the Celtics outscored them by 18 in the second half to win by 17.
I like this Paolo Banchero guy. He's pretty good.
He's really good. 36 points in the first game.
Yep. I don't know that they beat the Celtics, but I think they come within 10.
I'm going to take the Magic as well. This is a stupid bet because I'm betting with my heart. I cannot pick the Celtics. I also heard you know what? I don't like Jason Tatum. There, I'm throwing that out there. Put him in the book.
I think that's no.
Is that
like him because he shoots too many threes, right?
I've already declared that. No, it's not because of what... He, to me, is the poster child for what's wrong with the NBA.
Shooting threes.
Well, just dribbling the ball for 23 seconds and then making a move and either shooting a three or driving. I hate the Celtics style of play. And that's it. And he's the main cog in that.
I can get behind that.
But if I was a Celtic fan, I'd, you know, say take a walk because we won the title with that style of play.
Yep.
Cleveland is 12 over Miami. First game was a 21-point win for the Cavs, but again, they blew it open late. The Heat hung around for a while. I'll go with... I like Eric Spoelstra. I think he's going to make enough adjustments to keep Miami in the game. I just think he's a great coach. Miami's got a lot of experience, so the 12 points, I'll take Miami. How about you?
I'm going to take the Cavs.
Cavs with the runaway. Here's an interesting game. Houston... home to Golden State. Houston's favored by 3.5. Don't know what the odds makers are looking at. Golden State has 3 championship players on their roster. Houston has no one who's ever played a playoff game, and it showed big time in game one. Steph is incredible. Draymond Green basically shut down the Rockets offense by himself.
And then got into a fight with who? Jerry Stackhouse?
Did he get into a... Well, look, Draymond's not doing it, his job if he's not fighting somebody.
Yeah,
that's when he's at his best. Anyway, do the Rockets get even tonight, Scrabe?
No.
I don't think they do either. I think the Warriors win again. They're just better at this stage. Who scores more points tonight? Your guy, Paolo Banchero, for Orlando, or your other guy, Donovan Mitchell, for Cleveland? You know they both can go off at any time. They both had 30-plus in their Game 1 wins.
I've never seen anyone ever do that!
That's Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
That was a great call by that Utah broadcaster back
way back when. That was one of our first drops.
One of our first ones, yeah.
Or Donovan Mitchell.
But I think you got to take Banchero. He lights it up. Mitchell does too, but Banchero, I'm taking him.
I'm going with my guy, Paolo.
Paolo. Steph Curry, over under 4.5 threes tonight. 4.5. He made in game one, 5. 5 and 9. And a couple of them were just ridiculous.
Just Steph
like,
Curry
you
specials.
Wouldn't even guard the guy normally where he was.
Yeah, he just takes the shot and it goes in.
Goes right in.
It's got to be deflating.
I love when there's somebody all over him and he just flicks it up there. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
When he doesn't step into a shot, but he has to get it off because the guy's arm's way up and he just flicks it.
The
and
strength.
It goes all the way up.
The
and
strength
right on
of
through.
That guy. You know how far of a pro 3-point line is?
Yes,
it is not
way
easy.
Out there.
It is not easy to get it to the basket.
For these guys, it is.
Yes. I'm going to go over under 4.5. I'm going to say under.
Going to go under tonight. Steph. He's magical. He'll go over again. This just in. Jason Tatum, obviously hurt by my words, will not play tonight for the Celtics. Out for game 2 with a wrist injury.
Oh.
Against the Magic.
We both picked the Magic.
Well,
so.
Here I'm telling you this because if you happen to be a crazy gambler, the odds are still 10.5. You might be able to get in before they change.
Some of these sports books, though, they say,
the
news came
savvy.
Out before we were avoiding the bet.
They're very savvy. But anyway, you might be able to still get 10.5 before that changes. Kings hockey, 1.5 over Edmonton tonight. Game 2. I love the Kings, but I love Edmonton with a goal and a half, especially since they came from 4-0 down and nearly took game 1.
I'm going to go Edmonton. The
Edmonton also. Dallas, Colorado series tied at 1, 6.5 goals total.
Mm.
This is the Stars, and this is the Avs.
That's a lot of goals.
Last game was 4-3 in overtime, so they did 7. First game was 5-1 Colorado, so they did 6.
So they
the odds tonight
goals.
Are 6.5.
So what you're saying is the goalies stink.
I don't know that they stink, but it's up to you.
I shootout tonight over.
Over. Yeah. They don't stink that bad. I'm going to go under. Cubs-Dodgers. That was a hell of a game last
that
night.
That was really fun.
And thank you to the Cubs for pulling it out there.
Yes.
Miguel Amayo hits a 2-out homer off Tanner Scott.
Doesn't happen often.
Lands in the basket.
Yeah.
And the Cubs end up winning 11-10. What a crazy game that was.
Yeah.
Cubs have already, did you know they've scored 10 or more runs 7 times already this year?
I did see that.
The next most is 3. In the majors. Cubs are just pouring it on right now.
They put like 16 on the Dodgers in L.A.
Yeah. Well, that was the game that Miguel Rojas pitched the last 2 innings, but I know what you mean. Tonight, it's 9 runs. Certainly seems like it'll be over because the Dodgers are going with a bullpen night.
Ooh.
But you know what happened the last time they went with a bullpen
night? We don't
want
to talk about
it.
Yeah,
I'm going to go under. Just take a shot in the dark. 9 runs. What do you think at Wrigley tonight?
At Wrigley,
you gonna go over?
I was watching them warm up. It looks like the wind is good.
right.
I'm going to go over.
Over. Okay, and one last one. I put this in every night because I think it's a gimme, and I like to get one win. Kansas City Royals, 1.5 over the Rocks.
In KC.
The Rocks can't win. So, you know, you're basically...
You know, I'm going Rocks.
What?
I'm going Rocks.
Lost your mind.
They have to win at some
point. They don't.
Point.
They've won 4. Did you see the game last night?
I did not.
They were down 2-0 with 2 outs in the 9th, bases loaded, and their guy, Stallings, the catcher for the Rockies, hit a 3-run double to give them the lead 3-2. But they blew the save in the 9th, lost it in the 11th. They can lose no matter what the circumstances. The Rockies.
That's a really depressing clubhouse.
4-18, baby.
That's really bad.
Thank you, Dick Monfort. All right. We'll take a break. I gave you the news. Tatum is out for tonight for Boston fans. So that'll make that game a little more interesting. It starts in about a half an hour in Beantown. We take a quick timeout. Gwen and Chris comes back. Oh, look who's on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Our guy. If we can tear him away from Chick-fil-A for 5 minutes.
Or Gunsmoke.
Kirk Kenny from the San Diego Union Tribune. He's probably doing both. He's probably eating Chick-fil-A, watching Gunsmoke. Kirk Kenny's next from the UT. A lot of good updates on Aztec football, which is starting to round into a season. So we'll see what he's got next.
What am I going to do?
Yeah, I don't know. We're just going to get ready for another game tomorrow. The Padres are still 17-8.
Well, they don't play tomorrow,
right.
Right.
We'll get ready for Friday. Tampa Bay's coming in. Here come the Rays.
Wow.
Can anybody name a Ray other than Ha-Seong Kim? Like, name a player.
McClanahan.
Shane McClanahan. He is hurt.
Again?
Yeah, he's nowhere near on the team. He's been out since the beginning of the year. He never made the squad because he's been hurt. Pete Fairbanks. I believe he's their closer, so I'm going to give you that one.
There's also Jose Quintana?
Quintana? Don't recognize that name.
He plays second base?
Second base, no.
Okay, I got to pull up my fantasy.
No, don't pull him up. Don't pull him up. I want you to guess a Tampa Bay Ray.
I just did.
A Ray. That's not right.
Oh, Junior Caminero?
Junior Caminero.
No, I don't think that's him.
Correct. Third baseman, Junior Caminero. Leads them with 5 home runs this year.
I think he's a massive Manny fan. That's how I know that.
He's only 21 years old, Junior Caminero is.
I know Manny Margot's not there anymore.
The biggest slugger they have is a guy named Jonathan Aranda.
That's who I was talking about.
First baseman, he's got a 1098 OPS right now. But other than that, it is the no-name squad of the Tampa Bay Rays that'll be coming in here for the weekend. They haven't even named a starting pitcher for Friday night yet. Michael King will start for the Padres in the series opener. Just a quick reminder, the Pods are 12-1 at home.
Yeah. We're going to do a little bit of Padres.
They're not going to keep that up, though, unless some of these guys come back from injury. They're just not. No matter whether you're playing home or road, you still need, some guys. And they are missing too many of them.
They are missing too many of them.
So
they just need to keep it up at home. They'll be fine.
Okay. We'll see starting Friday night. We have the Padre Roundtable, an hour of commercial-free Padre talk tomorrow from 10 to 11. It replays from 4 to 5 in case you miss it in the morning. And then at 5 o'clock tomorrow night, Scraby and I are joined by draft expert Braden Surprenant. And if you don't think he's a draft expert, ask him. He knows. Braden knows his football, man.
He knows college football.
He's got it. So that's tomorrow night. All the NFL first round draft coverage, 5 p.m. tomorrow.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Frozen Ropes San Diego. Hey, parents, here's a message from Coach Kurt with Frozen Ropes. Is your child 6 to 12 years old? Our baseball summer league is the perfect fit for your players starting June 16th through August 17th. Summer league includes 8 practices and 8 games. Register by April 30th and save $50. Go to sandiegofrozenropes.com.
Well read,
thank
Scraby.
You. Thank
well
you.
Read,
I
kind
of want to go to Frozen Ropes one of these days and get into the cage and
take a couple of whacks.
Take a couple of whacks. I think I would be okay.
I got to be honest with you. This is, at this stage, right? I mean, I've been, my best days are certainly behind me. A solid line drive, base hit to center field is a great feeling in my Wednesday night softball.
It's like flushing a drive.
I got to be honest. A straight, 220 yarder. That doesn't even move off the line.
On Monday, Chris hit one that was like...
Those are nice.
That was like perfect.
Yeah.
It was perfect. And of course, because Chris is a golfer, could have been a little bit farther.
All right, yeah. You're always disappointed. That's the problem with golf. You or I could shoot a 72 and walk off the course and go, should have been a 70.
I missed that one putt.
Right. You can always be disappointed in golf. That's one of the issues that I have with the sport.
Very true.
Let's check traffic. And then Kirk Kenny will be along. All right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now let's get to one of our guys, reporter at large out there. He's so good to us on the program, and we're always glad to have him on. In fact, it's been too long. It's been too long.
Well, there's been no Aztec football to talk about.
I know. I ran into him in the press box, though, about 3 weeks ago. So I got my I got my Kirk Kenny update then.
You know, I have a great time when I go to games too and Kirk's there. We sit next to each other. We have good chats. I enjoy my time with Kirk Kenny.
Well, let's have some more time with him from the San Diego Union-Tribune. Kirk joins us here. How are you today, sir? Are you pulled over to the side of a road somewhere? Or are you at home comfortable for a change?
I'm pulled over in the parking lot of the Vineyard Golf Course, ready to hit the driving range.
Oh, he is always pulled over somewhere.
The Vineyard, have you ever played Vineyard, Chris?
I don't think they'd allow me on that nice of a course.
No, you would definitely be allowed. The back nine is tough, though.
Kirk Kenny and I played my one time playing Torrey Pines. Kirk was my playing partner
that day. That's right.
So
I think I inspired him to break 100.
We barely made it, and I think we had to do a little little winter rules here and there to make the 100 at Torrey Pines. It was the winter, yes. Kirk, give us a little update. We haven't talked a lot of Aztec football. I think a lot of us remember that the quarterback has moved on after, the freshman season with Danny O'Neill. I think some people felt some type of way about that. Like, Sean Lewis invested his football program in him, gave him a year, let him start. And now, off he goes. So is that just collateral damage in this day and age of college football? And how is the new Aztec coach coping with that?
Well, it's funny. You're sad one day, and the next day they get a couple – well, not the next day. A couple weeks later, they get a couple transfers. Coincidentally, both from Michigan, Jaden Denegal from Michigan and Bert Emanuel Jr. from Central Michigan. And these guys are both very athletic, and I think the Aztecs are going to be even better served at quarterback than they were last year.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good start.
That's a very good start.
That's good to know. Let's talk about the portal time, though, is now for college football. Is this? I get confused because I know the basketball portal's been going for the last month. Now the football program is losing. In your story today in the paper, talking about some of the guys that have exited – the program. Yes?
There are eight guys have gone on the portal. Most of them were redshirt freshmen. And you're right, it's confusing, crazy, especially for football. There's two portal windows. There's one in December.
Oh, that's right.
One right now in April.
Yeah.
And
okay.
As some of the coaches say, why would you have two periods of free agency? The upside of it is you can just finish spring football, and if you still see that you have a couple areas you want to maybe help yourself, you can hop in the portal and do that. And most of these guys who are leaving, I think they weren't going to be on the two deep, so maybe they just saw that, hey, I don't know how much future I have here. If I want to really go play and have a chance, I'm probably going to have to do it elsewhere. And I think the Aztecs, once everything's said and done, will be better after we get through this portal period, because I think they'll pick up some guys that maybe can actually get on there too deep or make an impact for them.
Talking to Kirk Kenny, San Diego Union Tribune, about the Aztecs football team. And last year, the offense, we heard about Fast. I think it's called Aztecs Fast. I didn't see much of, an improvement on offense. How is Coach Lewis going to improve the offense this year? Because I don't know that he can go another year with the offense looking like it did last year.
I would think it has a chance to be improved. For one thing, you've got several guys back who are more familiar with the system now because they've been through it for a year. There have been a few changes, like we've said, at quarterback, but you're bringing in guys who are veterans or juniors. You have some new running backs. One guy to mention is Lucky Sutton, who played at Cathedral High School. He looks like he could be the starter there. So that's something for local fans to keep an eye on. They've got a couple new wide receivers, but their top returner is a guy named Jordan Napier, who had a breakout season last year as a freshman.
Yeah, he did.
So I think there's the potential to be improved. And just watching spring practice, I saw a lot of good things happening. So we'll see how they put that together.
Aztecs Sean Lewis in his first season started out 3-3. And, I think we liked what we saw, especially in a couple of come-from-behind wins against Hawaii and Wyoming. And then it all kind of changed, I thought, in that seventh game, Kirk. They had a 2-touchdown lead over Washington State, which would, turn out to be a really good team this year. Ended up coming back here for the Holiday Bowl. But that game got away from them in the fourth quarter. And then they just never really got it going after that, end up losing their last six ball games. What has Sean Lewis's message been throughout the offseason to his players and to his fans and to his supporting the people that want to support this program? Because I know at least I get the vibe that people are, kind of down on Aztec football. And, I don't want them to be. You got to give the guy a little time here.
Yeah, the one thing they've done this year is I think they're trying to create more of a cohesiveness, more of a bond among the players. That's another symptom of all the movement is you don't have guys who've kind of been in the system 3 or 4 years or even five for a fifth-year senior like you used to. So they had something they call Earn Your Colors, where when guys first got here and back here in January to start training, they were just in a white shirt and black pants, no logos, and it's like you had to earn your red and black and that Aztec logo. And they've carried that, I think, into the showcase here last week. It wasn't a true scrimmage. It was more of some games and then a little 7-on-7. And it was very light and fun and more. It looked like more of a team bonding kind of deal, which I know some fans were a little down on, especially some of the longtime hardcore ones. They just wanted to see a scrimmage. But, I'm trying to be more of a not the get off my lawn guy that, hey, here's how we've always done it and this is what we're expecting. And be, more loose about, maybe this isn't exactly the way I'd do it, but who's to say that they're wrong? I remember last year when they were doing some recruiting and they're putting cars on the football field for kids to have their picture taken in front of them. And I'm like, why is that such an exciting thing? But maybe I guess it is.
Kids like it, right? Yeah.
I remember Danny O'Neill with that Ferrari behind him on the field. Yeah. Anyway,
he drove it off to where did he go? Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
He drove it through the winter to Wisconsin.
Well, that's a team I can root against this year now.
Yeah.
And if they get to keep the car that they're posed against, okay, I can get it. But
that's fair. Yeah, that would be nice too.
For a photo op, that's a little different.
Yeah, I think so. We're talking to Kirk Kenny, San Diego Union Tribune, about the Aztecs football team. And you were saying in your article, I felt that from your article about what happened last weekend where they were playing games instead of like doing a traditional scrimmage, I felt that you were trying to embrace it. I don't know if the fans are going to get behind this fully, because you were also saying that season ticket sales have not been good for the Aztecs football team, and they're not getting better. Is it just purely because they are so expensive, or is there something else at play here?
I think ultimately it starts with the price. I think the tickets are overpriced, and I've said that for 3 years. But also, you're coming off a couple down years. So I think people, in fact, I've seen a couple of people say they're like from Missouri now, that show me before I'm going to buy your tickets. And
yeah,
they need to have something proved to them. I don't know. The scrimmages, I would like to see that, because I can get a better idea of who they think are the top guys. But at the same time, I think they're trying to draw some newer fans, younger fans. There were a lot of younger fans there that got autographs and got to interact with players and things. Those guys had a great time. But some of the people who stayed away, I think they're more the older people who are, you know, a little bit disgruntled over what they've seen the last few years. And they just, you know, it wasn't what they've seen in the past, and so they weren't showing up. But the one thing I would say is with the game, some of it, the dodgeball was kind of fun to watch. The tic-tac-toe, I think they need to get more reps. From what I understand of the game, you need to really go for the center square first, and they didn't tend to do that. So I think they have a little work there.
Well, hopefully they're more focused on football. You know, it is pretty funny how people's memories are really poor. Let's be honest. 2021, the team was 12-2. One of the greatest seasons they've ever had. Won a bowl game, lost the championship game of the conference because they had a COVID outbreak and the entire team couldn't play. But other than that, It was an incredible year. 2022, they were in a bowl game, 7-6. And then, you know, Brady had a bad season, and now Sean Lewis is trying to take over. They're not that far removed from being good, but people are like, oh, we think the program's so bad. And I just don't think people are being 100% fair to them. Let me ask you this. The transfer portal and the recruiting process and the NIL money that you have to pay out, et cetera. The Aztecs, from what I understand, Kirk, are doing the university a really good job at raising money and getting more and more money to put toward NIL deals for these kids. The problem is, again, from what I understand, they keep getting more money, but so does everybody else. So the goalpost keeps getting moved further back. And every time the Aztecs think they're closer to getting, you know, some top players, another school still has more money. I mean, is that categorizing it correctly, kind of where things stand in that regard?
Well, I think in some ways, but it depends also who you're comparing them to. They're all Division I, but Ohio State and Michigan and Nebraska and those and SEC teams, they have a lot more money to work with. And I just don't think those are who the Aztecs are competing with. They should be focused on the current Mountain West teams and those who are going to the Pac-12 next year. And are they competitive financially with those? And I think by and large they are. So yeah, There's still a road to the playoff if you can somehow win the Mountain West or the Pac-12 next year. Then the question is, you get to really see where you stand if you then go into the playoff and you play, you know, like I say, great, you win and you make the playoff, and then you get to go lose to Georgia 63-14.
Yeah. Well, Boise State hung around, certainly, with Penn State.
Yeah.
I thought they gave a very good account of themselves last year, but that was also a very good Boise State team. Speaking of the Pac-12, is there anything new, Kirk? I'll give you the stage on that question, which you probably get, you know, every 5 minutes.
I've been listening, and all I hear is crickets. And, you know, it's concerning, because where did we hear this before? You know, what, a year to 2 years ago, before the Pac-12 broke up, they kept saying, oh, yeah, it's imminent, and it never came along. This one, I think, will end up happening. Everybody's really keyed into what's the dollar amount going to be, because I've heard some people say if it's around $10 million, okay, that works. But if it's only around $5 million, to me, it's like, what did you really get for moving to this new conference?
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope that that all works out well. We'll keep our fingers crossed for Sean Lewis, who I think is a terrific guy. And I think he's the right guy to lead this thing. And I hope people will give him a little chance. I mean, look, he had a little something going last year. It kind of got away at the end. Doesn't mean they can't get it going again this year.
I'd rather him try new things than just do what he did in the
past. It's a symptom of society, though.
It is.
You know, it's like you guys were just talking about, the Padres lost yesterday. And people live and die moment by moment instead of kind of giving something a chance to breathe and see what's unfolding rather than, you know, just going off because there's a bad inning or a bad game. And I think the same with this is you need to give somebody time to kind of do what they're going to do. Now, like this spring showcase, if they go out and they still don't have a very good season, then maybe they should have done more than just play games. But for people to make a snap judgment right now, I think it's a little early to do that.
I got
to
believe that whatever you did at the spring showcase should have little effect on how the team is going to perform.
Anything
in
with
August.
Spring in it doesn't mean it translates.
The first game is 5 months away, for heaven's sakes.
Well, right. I can't tell you how many times like a guy had a wide receiver had a breakout spring game and then he had three catches the following fall. Like,
happens
what is it really
all the time.
You?
Yeah.
Nothing, Kirk.
100% correct. Kirk Kenny is our guy, Aztec football, and every other fun stuff. Check in whenever you like, Kirk. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There he goes, Kirk Kenny, and he can go hit golf balls now, Kirk. Hit him straight. Look, I mean, of course I'm going to support the Aztec football team. I mean, I went to San Diego State. I'm not like a lot of people out there, and I think there are a lot of people who kind of end up rooting against their own team, like because they're just kind of miserable about it. And it's like, well, I told you so, and this team is that, and they don't play an exciting this, and their brand of football is not good. You know what? I still root for San Diego State. If they went 0-12, I'd be just as big of a fan. I know that doesn't sound, you know,
it sounds hard to do, but I get it.
But I watched every game last year, even up to 3-8, 3-9. I tune in. I support these guys, these kids. They go out and work hard every week to play these games, and I'm a San Diego State fan. I think as a fan, you got to go through some bad and you get good too. It's not like the Aztecs haven't given you any good in the last 15 years. They gave you a 10-year run that was pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the last couple years haven't been good, but that doesn't mean you jump off the ship, I don't think.
Is watching Aztecs football, 3-8 at the end of the year your form of self-torture? Because that sounds pretty brutal.
I am just a fan of my team.
I get it.
I like to watch my teams play, and, you know, the Dolphins don't play, you know, a lot of important games these days. But if they're on, I'll still tune in. That's just what I do. And I think that's what fans should do, to be honest.